It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news? What do we have?
According to Adam Schefter, the Miami Dolphins are placing quarterback Tua Tagovailoa on injured reserve.
Oh, all right. Well, he's going to be out longer than I thought.
He will now
be out a week or two.
Be out a minimum.
What does that mean, Zalama? 6 weeks?
Four games. Not weeks. Because the Dolphins do have a bye week mixed in here. They play three, bye, and then they get their fourth game. It's not a minimum of 4 weeks. It's a minimum of four games.
All right. So now you got to go out and get the Pastrnak.
I didn't think that when he said that.
First place my mind went.
To that new revelation, we're good, Skyler and Tyler?
For 4 weeks? What else are you going to do?
The damn Pastrnak. You just said it.
Well.
It's not the Pastrnak. If it's Josh Dobbs, if it's Bryce Young, if it's just, do we need to be concerned with the quarterback position, trades, and all of that?
You'd have to explain this to me, Solana, because I don't understand how it works. They took Tyler Huntley off Baltimore's practice squad, right?
Correct.
So that means they have to sign him to a contract and give him a roster spot. You can't pick someone off someone else's practice squad, put him on yours.
Correct.
So how long does he have to have a roster spot?
Yeah, I would have to do a little bit of research. I'm not certain.
I don't know what the ramifications are. I just don't understand it enough.
But it's not going to – if they're not paying Tyler Huntley $17 million. He probably came in for $1 million. They can cut him and just pay his contract out.
I got you. Yeah. Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? Like, whatever that number is, they could pay that out. Do we need to go look into the quarterback pool?
If you need a stopgap, say, for a season, why not consider Russell Wilson?
I haven't seen him play this year, to be honest.
Yeah, but you saw him play at the end of last season. He looked good at the end of last season.
Just get him for the rest of this year. Now Russell's the backup. So it's Tua, Russell, and I don't know how the rest of it's going to go. So Tua, Russell.
Russell Wilson's better than Skylar Thompson or Tyler Huntley.
He didn't look like it in Denver.
He started to.
Later in the year? I honestly don't like it. I would like the Pastrnak over Russell Wilson.
You don't have to twist my arm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I would want a young, agile guy. I want somebody that can run. That's why if Skyler, and I do believe they're gonna start doing this, putting more athletic looking plays in for the quarterback, because I've seen Skyler, I think Skyler's more athletic than Tua. I want a more athletic quarterback because I see now in the league, what those guys are doing. Watching Kyler Murray, watching those guys run around, watching Jalen Hurt wheeled them back into the game last night with his legs. I would love to have that on the Dolphins.
I just don't like, I mean, I'm cool with the Pastrnak, but I don't know how realistic that is. We keep using him as a potential trade piece. Hawk, I'm being honest, I don't know if you're just trolling because you love the Pastrnak or you legitimately want the Dolphins to go get him. How likely is that? He's their backup. He's the Niners' backup.
No, he's their third stringer.
He's their third stringer?
Yeah, because isn't it, it's Brock Purdy and then who?
Brandon Allen. You are right. Yeah.
So he's like, I think they'd be happy to trade, like to get anything for him. I think they'd be happy to trade him.
But you're going after a team's third stringer?
Hey, you're talking about signing practice squad guys.
Solana, like I understand what you said, but it's the situation you're in right now.
Right.
But to that point, we're going to sign
Tyler. I mean, maybe Skyler. Maybe we reserve judgment till we see them play on Sunday.
Yes. And see what this offense looks like with them. I don't want them to run. I would be mad if Skyler Thompson runs to his offense because I think they're two different players.
Well, I'll be angry if they don't run a pretty similar version of Tua's offense, because then why is he your backup? If you have a backup that has to run a completely different style of offense, then you made the poor choice.
You got to add a wrinkle with him.
Sure. That's fine.
But
I don't want to see something completely different. I want to see Mike McDaniel's offense.
Oh, no, those deep – the Tyreek deep crossers – that he scored on the 80-yard touchdown was one of them deep crossers. Skyler has to be able to throw those. The bang eights, when Tyreek goes in motion and just runs a little circle, and as soon as the safety, as soon as he gets past the corner, he throws it right behind him. Like, they have to practice that as well. But also, give him another wrinkle because you have a younger quarterback that's more agile. This is all on Mike McDaniel right now.
Let me give you the stock market report here, which is what we always do at 4 o'clock. Stock market report brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Not much action on Wall Street. Dow Jones down 15 points. S&P 500 up a point and a half. NASDAQ up 35 points. Everybody's just waiting to see tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Fed announces whether they are lowering interest rates. Tomorrow's the big day. On Wall Street, will they lower interest rates by a quarter point or a half point? That's pretty much the question. Everyone knows that they're going to lower it tomorrow. Will it be a quarter point or half point? All right, let's get back into the breaking news here. Then we'll do headlines with Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So here's the Dolphins' schedule. They have Seattle in Seattle this Sunday. Next week, they play Monday Night Football, hosting Tennessee. Tennessee's 0-2. They're at New England, October 6th. That's week 5. So that's 3 games. Then you have a bye week. Then you come back week 7, Sunday, October 20th, at Indianapolis. They're 0-2 as well right now. The first game Tua Tagovailoa would be eligible to return would be Week 8, October 27th versus Arizona at Hard Rock Stadium. But I will remind everybody, there is no timetable set for his return. IR means he has to miss at least 4 games, but we don't have any timetable. He's meeting, reportedly, with concussion specialists and doctors this week.
And as Jeff Darlington points out on Twitter, for at least the next month, Tua will have the opportunity to seek continued medical advice while also healing from his latest concussion without the weekly wonders about his status. So this is probably a pretty beneficial way of saying to Tua, you know what? You got 4 games now. You got over a month. You'll figure things out with your family, the neurologists, whoever you consult with. And there doesn't have to be this question, will he play this week? Will he play next week? Like we've taken all that off the table for over a month. Go figure out what's right for you.
5 weeks of conversation, 5 weeks of staring at the ceiling at night, really thinking about it. And then after that, we'll see what happens. But yeah. I'm still uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie.
Crowder, you were saying yesterday the Dolphins need to have a better contingency plan for Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, why wait? Honestly, why wait? I mean, I know you guys don't want to talk about
it. For Cam Ward.
Hawk. Tell Cam to stop throwing all these damn touchdowns so he can slip to the second round.
So he ain't slipping to the second round, man. He ain't slipping to the second round.
No, I would like a contingency plan. Knock on every damn wood we have. There's a chance now of this happening at any moment, any season, to as the quarterback. And that's scary. And you just talked about the schedule. What is it? Arizona, Indianapolis, Seattle, Tennessee. Those aren't tough teams. So I think it's the best time to have this happen. But what if this was Buffalo, KC, Eagles, somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Like, as a Dolphin fan, to get our schedule and get our stuff right, we've already talked about on the show, the end of the season, the last 6-7 games are hell. So we need to get some wins early, and
how about this, Hawk? Like, what are they? 1-1 now?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're 1-1. Let's say it goes south over the next 4 games, and they're 1-5. He's eligible to come back. You're kind of making the decision for him. Hey, this is a lost season. Take the rest of the season off. Let's reconvene. You know what I mean? Like, now they go 2-2, 3-1. You have a different conversation. But if they go 1-3 or 0-4, you kind of don't need them to come back.
But now you just punt on the season. It can't be. That's the contingency plan, Hawk. To that point, if we're 1-4, there's no reason for Tua to play. We need somebody that can keep us not 1-4. And if that's Skyler,
I agree, but
hope Seattle proves us wrong and Skyler goes and throws for 308, 3 touchdowns. Like, I hope it happens, but the contingency plan, I don't know if we really thought about that.
Well, they didn't.
I mean, listen, he was healthy for 17 games last season. Very few teams have a contingency plan that you don't miss a beat if the starting quarterback goes down. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
But Carolina feels better than we do, and we said we feel better with Andy Dalton.
Do they? First of all, they're starting from a worse spot than we are. So, like, I'm not certain that one's fair. Maybe look at Pittsburgh.
They feel couple better
of
than
mediocre,
we do.
Couple of mediocre quarterbacks, though. Like, wouldn't you rather have one really good quarterback and then a significant drop off and hope the really good quarterback doesn't get hurt?
And I think the thing is, we haven't seen enough of Skyler to say that he's Andy Dalton or to say that he's an old Russell Wilson. So that's what we have to prove. If Skyler goes out here and goes crazy against Seattle, this conversation is null and void, but we haven't seen it out of Skyler yet.
But Hawk, I would just push back on what you're saying a little bit. I realize Tua went a full season healthy last year, and that's the facts. Like, he set that precedent last year where there is a measuring stick for how he can stay healthy, and he deviated from that. But the reality is, and it's something that I had brought up several times and was kind of just shut down because he stayed healthy for a full season, the Dolphins knew his past history, not just with concussions, but injuries in general. And to me, not investing in the offensive line, not making that a priority when you have a quarterback, aside from concussion histories already, with an injury history.
I'm with you on that.
How many teams around the NFL, despite having a franchise quarterback, continue to at least take flyers on quarterbacks in the draft? Not seventh round picks, but second, third
but
round
you have
picks.
A young quarterback that you took a flyer on.
But Hawk, he has an injury history. But the Packers had Brett Favre.
No, but how many quarterbacks can you have on a roster?
No, but
you had Mike White and Skyler and Tua going into the season. Like, you're going to take a flyer on another?
But I'm just showing you examples of the Packers having Brett Favre. They went out and they drafted a couple years before it was obvious Brett Favre was going to have to retire. They took a young quarterback to develop him. They did the exact same thing with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. The exact same thing. The Dolphins should have seen, at least prepared for this, rather than taking a guy
with the seventh round pick. But I would submit to you that they will tell you they did prepare. That we had Skylar Thompson and Mike White. We were comfortable with both of them as the backups. And We chose Skyler to be the backup. I mean, they're not getting caught flat-footed. I mean, he's the backup. He's been here, what, three seasons now?
Yeah.
Four seasons?
Three seasons.
And not even speaking about that with the building. It goes back. Honestly, I thought about Dave's Hyde. You read Dave Hyde's article yesterday. Mm. With the O-line, you brought up Teron Armstead. They tried with Austin Jackson. Then they let go of Robert Hunt. Then they brought in, what, Connor Williams. Then he got hurt. And they were trying to add those pieces. I'm just thinking about a game last night with the Eagles and the Falcons where Jalen Hurt was running around like he was playing backyard football. And then in that last drive, Kirk Cousins has no pressure at all on him. It was one of the problems. I don't remember Tua sitting back there for 6 seconds because we solidified that line so much. Did they have to skimp on the line because of Tyreek and Jalen Waddle and Jalen Ramsey? They still have to pay Javon Holland. They still have to pay Jalen Phillips now. They already paid Bradley Chubb. They went out and got Calais Campbell. They had to let go of went to the Raiders, Christian Wilkins. Like, they're trying to piece it together, but is that wall around Tua that a quarterback that already, to Solana's point, had all these injuries, does he have a wall in front of him? Because Kirk Cousins can't run. Kirk Cousins, I would put my wife back there and she could scramble work better. I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not arguing that they need a better offensive line needed to protect him more to prevent this from happening. Although I will tell you, his concussion was not a result of someone getting through the line.
Yeah.
The concussion was him not sliding. I mean, it really wasn't a result of him taking a blindside hit. I would give that more credence. I think Chris Greer, they sit down with Mike McDaniel. They say, listen, the weakest part of our offense might be the O-line. And Mike McDaniel might say, that's okay. We get rid of the ball quick. Don't worry about, like, get me my receivers, get me my running backs, get me my quarterback. Like, this wasn't made without Mike McDaniel having involvement in the decisions. So if they're saying, hey, if we spend money here, we're not going to be able to spend it here. Hopefully we get another 10 games out of Teron Armstead. We'll worry about it next season. And maybe he says, yeah, spend it there. I want Jalen Waddle happy. I want Tyreek happy. I want Jalen Ramsey happy. I want Tua happy. Like, that's where I want the money spent. I'm going to make sure we're getting the ball out quickly. So that's the least of our worries. Like, again, I don't think any of this stuff is made without him weighing in on it. And again, the offensive line, like, you can't blame them for this head injury. Like, that was a scramble.
It's true, but they also kind of,
unless he was scrambling because he didn't have any time. I don't recall the play well enough.
No, he made the right move.
Do you remember the first two quarters when he was throwing interceptions just up in the air and guys were running underneath him?
Yeah, but maybe that's because Grant Dubose is running the route instead of Tyreek Hill.
You remember that second interception where he couldn't even get it out of bounds because the guy was dumping on his head? Yeah.
It just seems like coming into the season, there were holes on this team. The defensive ones were obvious, but most of that has to do with injury. And that's fine, right? Like, that's going to happen. It is what it is. But offensively, everybody outside of that organization knew this offensive line was not up to the standards that this team needed it to be. And Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel sort of mocked that notion, truthfully, because their comments were, hey, Chris Greer said it. Me and Mike were talking about it, and, you know, we think it's funny that the entire media and the fan base are so worried about the offensive line. We think they're much improved. Like, they kind of shut that down as in, don't worry, it's going to be great. And it clearly wasn't. And the lack of depth there is concerning to me because they have not invested in it. They've put zero resources into it over the years, despite losing arguably the two best players on that line over the past couple of years.
This is top of mind because it happened last night. The Eagles have one of the best lines in football. They said that they average 337 across the board. Like, they have one of the best offensive lines in football. They have a high-paid quarterback. They have Saquon Barkley. They have A.J. Brown. And they have Devonta Smith. They have high-paid weapons as well. They have high-paid corner in Darius Slay. They have Charles Gardner from Florida, who made the big play late in the game. Bijan Robinson ate them up because they skimped on the linebackers. They let Devin White and all those guys go. They skimped on their linebackers. You have to make that trade-off. Did the Dolphins make that trade-off in the line? And is that we're now watching the problem of making the trade-off in the line? To your,
well,
to
like
your
you say, off, every team has every team. You like you can't
every team
pay
has holes.
Every position, every room. Like you've got to make choices.
And was that choice bad when we had the number one scoring offense, number three yards per game offense last year with damn near the same line?
Like, not to me.
I'm
being honest. Like, if you said to me, hey, offensive line, or we can lock up Jalen Waddle and Tyreek and Tua long term, and you'll have Achane back there, and we're going to take Jalen Wright in the draft, and like, yeah, I'd have been okay with it.
Oh, Hawk, we let Jalen Waddle walk and go get two big guards from Wisconsin.
Right, not sexy for me.
These are conversations.
And by the way, we've drafted offensive linemen before. I mean, it's no guarantee that you're going to hit because we've drafted them before, and plenty of times they don't work out.
Yep.
But that's on the GM.
No doubt.
Right.
No doubt.
I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't be dissuaded.
I'm just saying it's not a slam dunk to say, hey, let Jalen Ramsey walk or let Tyreek Hill play angry this entire season or don't put Tua under contract and we're going to invest in the offensive line and then that doesn't work out and then you lose everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you. But just go look at the Super Bowl winners, the list of Super Bowl winners over the past, whatever, 10 years, however long you want to go. And I realize, like, part of this is skewed because Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
I was going to say, you're going to see Tom Brady and you're going to see Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean,
I was going to say, Solana,
I'm not necessarily certain this is
we've read this book.
No, but maybe it's not fair because it is those two guys. But, man, what did the Patriots prioritize? Keeping Tom Brady healthy as long as possible. They paid the fat guys up front, man. They did. And I think last year was kind of an outlier because Patrick Mahomes is just so damn good. But their offensive lines have been really good in front of Patrick Mahomes, too. They had no weapons last year, the Chiefs. Zero. What'd they do? They paid the fat guys. Why don't the Dolphins do that ever in my life? 24 years. Never had a good offensive line. Not once.
Oh, wait.
I mean, it wasn't horrible last season. It wasn't.
You better not.
To Crowder's point of saying, where you look at last season, you go, you know what? It went okay. Like, it wasn't a glaring problem last season. I don't think.
I disagree.
Austin Jackson. Who was Austin Jackson? Robert Hunt, Connor Williams, Teron Armstead for 10 games. We knew what he's going to do, and then who? Liam Eikenberg. He'll fit in there somewhere.
He lost 50% of that.
It was still that game plan. Was the number one scoring offense, and I mean number one yards, number three scoring offense in the NFL.
I know we're just getting back to the argument we had all offseason where I look at those numbers and I say, okay, it was fun while it was fun. But when you needed that offense to produce, you needed Tua to extend plays against good teams when they were able to stop your options that led you to 70 points against Denver. What did it give you? A 1-6 record against those teams. We talked about in the offseason, the Dolphins' offensive line numbers last year, their stats, on the surface were great. But when Tua had to hold the ball longer than 2.5 seconds, Crowder, in December and January against good teams, that happens because they've been scouting you and they know where you're going. They know what your first option is. His averages were bad. And the Dolphins, mm-hmm. in the final 2 months of the season, their offense was bad. It wasn't good. And to me, that needed to be addressed this offseason, and they failed to do that.
What's Jake Long doing?
I was going to say, I can call Vernon Carey, because now Solana, you done ran me hot talking about my fat guys. I still got Rex Hadnott's number in my phone. Jake Grove.
All right, wrap up these headlines because we have a lot to get through this hour. So let's wrap up these headlines.
Richie Incognito.
Give him a helmet. He's down, man.
Oh, you know. He'd suit it up next week.
Yeah, so if you're joining us during that debate or whatever conversation, Tua Tagovailoa, according to several reports, has been placed on the injured reserve list, meaning he will miss at least four games. The Marlins, they do host the LA Dodgers over the next 3 days. Tonight, first pitch will be at 6:40 p.m. Shohei Ohtani on the brink of a 50-50 season. So 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases. Potentially could break it here in South Florida. Tomorrow, Inter Miami, they're in action as well. They won over the weekend. Inter Miami tomorrow night. You can listen to it right here on this station at Atlanta United, 7:30 p.m. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. 80 degrees, hot and humid. That's your weather.
I like this hypothetical from a texter. What if Skyler goes 4-0? Do you trade Tua because you have the quarterback of the future?
He backs up Skyler.
He ain't going 4-0. Spoiler alert.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Azúcar!
Hawk and Crowder.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We can do 15 minutes of game day uncensored here if you'd like. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Day Uncensored, you'll be able to hear this coming Sunday. What time does it start, Solana? Noon?
Yes, noon.
Noon Sunday. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Omar Kelly, Adam Beasley get you ready for the game. And we know, obviously, it will be Skylar Thompson, I would imagine, for the next four games. Now, I haven't had a chance to read this, but I'm going to read part of it to you as I'm reading it for the first time. It's from Adam Beasley at Pro Football Network. His latest tweet says, no matter Tua Tagovailoa's long-term outlook, the Miami Dolphins must draft a quarterback in 2025. That's what Solana was saying in the last segment. Here's what he writes. Unless Skylar Thompson transforms into a modern-day Earl Morrill, what the Miami Dolphins are doing at quarterback is unsustainable. Tua Tagovailoa cannot be the team's one and only long-term plan at the position, not after a fourth concussion in 5 years, makes every hit to the head a potential career ender. That's why it's imperative that the Dolphins select a quarterback with one of their five projected picks in the first 2 days of next April's NFL draft. By the way, I mean, what kind of hell are we in that we're talking about next April's draft?
Quarterback hell.
We're in quarterback hell. That's why it's imperative. To be clear, we're not saying the Dolphins should move on from Tua, even if they could, which they cannot without crippling their books. But we are saying that it would be the height of irresponsibility not to have a viable plan B, not just to get the Dolphins through the short term, but also the long. They say, as we discuss in the Pro Football Network Miami Dolphins podcast, the Dolphins have gone far too long without truly pursuing a developmental quarterback in the draft. The last time they selected a QB in anything other than the first or last rounds, 2009, when they took a gadget player in Pat White. To their credit, it was the third straight year the Dolphins selected a quarterback in the second round. They need to revisit that strategy pronto. More from Adam Beasley at Pro Football Network. While it's understandable that Miami in recent years might have thought that taking a quarterback relatively early would undermine its message that Tua is their guy, drafting one last spring with Tagovailoa coming off a Pro Bowl season and in the thick of a contract negotiation would have been messy for sure. But the facts have since changed. This summer, the Dolphins made Tagovailoa the highest paid player in franchise history. They did right by him. And even he would understand if the Dolphins hedge at quarterback now. Tua's happiness and security are not their only consideration. There are 68 other players on the team, including practice squad, that have a ton at stake this year. That'll be the case next year as well. It would be wildly unfair to them to waste their prime football seasons on another Tua injury. So how good is this year's quarterback class? Not as good as years past, but it certainly is full of talent. That would make sense on day two. And then he starts to go through some of the names, Cam Ward being one of them. So that's the latest from Adam Beasley at Pro Football Network. This one obviously is a game changer because now he's going to miss significant time like he did two seasons ago.
And with that point, like that's why I was looking it up. Shedeur Sanders, is he going to be available? Because the team's going to be terrible when the Dolphins pick. Because I think the Dolphins are going to be a borderline playoff team. Jalen Milroe. Quinn Ewers out of Texas, Cam Ward's on the list, Connor Wiegman out of Texas A&M, he's about to get benched, never mind. Carson Beck out of Georgia, Drew Aller out of Penn State. Like, I don't know if these guys are good, but why wouldn't you bring in a young guy and not have Skylar Thompson? And, Hawk, you joked about it. If Skylar goes 3-1, we don't have this conversation. Actually, I don't think Tua comes – like, when Tua comes back, there's going to be an argument – if he should start over Skyler if he goes 3-1. But if Skyler's not that guy, there is a large pool of quarterbacks that could slip into the late first, second round next year. And is that the direction they go in? Because we just talked about trying to solidify the offensive line. That's a Chris Greer problem.
The thing is, in all honesty, they don't have to worry about it right now because it's too late. I mean, they really don't. They don't have to worry about anything right now other than making sure Skylar Thompson is ready to lead them to a victory. And if he's not, then Tyler Huntley. I mean, that's really all that they need to worry about right now. And I imagine Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, they'll tell you the same thing. Hey, quarterbacks get injured in this league. You move forward. You try to win games. You hope your quarterback comes back healthy. I mean, that's the reality of it. We are so early on in the season.
But, Hawk, it's not a – I would disagree with you. It's not a normal injury. With Tua, it's any time his head gets hit, he could be out for a month. Anytime his head gets hit. So, there's quarterbacks that got hurt, Hawk, that they're not talking about them retiring. They're saying, oh, they have to come back and play. When Tua gets hit after seeing him – lock up like he did, the fencing. I learned that word from you a couple days ago. You have to be concerned with that. Dudes don't break their ankle or tear their ACL or like Kirk Cousins last night. People don't tear their Achilles anymore. Jalen Phillips. People don't have those injuries and the conversation is retirement. With Tua, the conversation has been retirement after seeing him on the field in Buffalo game after Damar Hamlin hit him. So that's why the contingency plan has come to the forefront with the Dolphins. And I think that one of these quarterbacks I named off, who I haven't seen half these bastards play football, they probably have to start looking at now because they need that game film.
But I think to Beasley's point, it's not just the concussion. Certainly the concussions are at the forefront again right now. Tua has a long list of injury concerns, period. Like, you can't brush that off because he had one healthy season. And I think that is where Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel may have dropped the ball. They bought into this notion of he was healthy 17 games. He's going to be healthy for the rest of his career. And the reality is they didn't prepare for this situation properly. I believe that because when you go back to coming out of Alabama, fine, you want to overlook
but,
it,
but,
fine.
But when you say they didn't prepare for this, like in what case? Like having a starting caliber quarterback ready to go?
No, but having somebody that we're not all saying, uh-oh. I mean, let's be real here.
But that's what happened with Brock Purdy. Like this has happened before. That's what happens with Tyler Huntley and Baltimore, and he was fine. Like no one's ready with, oh my God, we've got the, like, you don't know. You might have a great quarterback who's backing someone up, but you don't know that. And it's fair to be concerned about it. But I don't know, to say that they didn't prepare properly for it because they have Skylar Thompson as the backup.
Look,
I mean,
look at the Niners, though.
The Niners
had Jimmy Garoppolo. They drafted Trey Lance. And then they drafted another guy that ended up working out, Hawk.
In the seventh round, which is where they took Skyler.
But they still took a flyer on somebody
else. But you don't know if Skyler's going to work out like that.
I'm on both sides, because if Skyler works out, we're good. Honestly, if Skyler goes and not even 3-1, I don't want to put that on. If Skyler goes 2-2, this is Brock Purdy now. It really is. Like, this seventh round guy is going out here and beating real NFL teams. It is. But this is an unprecedented situation with Tua, to the fact that we haven't seen people lock up like he did. We haven't seen the visual of these concussions where people are talking about retiring. Just think about what's the last injury before Tua's that a guy got hurt. Guys got hurt last night. Some dude tore his oblique last night. No one ever speaks about that player retiring from football. That's why I think this Tua situation is different, Hawk, than all these other situations with injured guys, because people don't speak about injury retirement that quickly until it was the visuals of what we've seen out of Tua.
I'm with you, but it was two seasons ago. Like, don't you think it was fair parameters by McDaniel and Chris Greer and Stephen Ross to say, okay, bad optics two seasons ago. Let's see what happens next season, which was last season, right? We're not going to give him an extension. We're going to wait and see what happens next season. And last season, he went through 17 games. And they had addressed, I went to jiu-jitsu, and I learned how to fall, and this isn't going to be a problem. Like, I think we're, you know, playing the result by saying they weren't prepared for this. Like, that was a crazy scenario that we saw in prime time two seasons ago, right? It was crazy. You hadn't really seen anything like that. And then it didn't happen for another season. And he led the league in passing. So, like, I just think it's a super convenient approach to say they should have known that the unthinkable was going to happen again.
It's not the unthinkable,
though. It's unprecedented on both sides.
But it's unprecedented. If it's unprecedented, then it doesn't happen very often.
But I'm just saying,
Solana, if Tua runs that ball, Tua hits Damar Hamlin, and he dislocates his shoulder, this conversation is not happening.
Right.
I disagree.
Seeing him get knocked out and his body locks up. And
right,
that's
right.
I can't name someone else that got an injury and you start talking about their retirement.
Damar Hamlin.
Nobody.
The guy he hit.
And he died.
I know, but I'm saying, like that's
the field.
Like, this stuff is so rare because it's unprecedented. So to say, oh, they should have been prepared for this, I don't know. You got to be prepared for an unprecedented situation.
Hawk, I was saying, and that's why I went and looked up these kids' names I've never heard of in my life, moving forward, maybe invest a higher round pick than a seventh round.
Yes, I'm with you. Now you have that ability and that knowledge to do so. For Solana to rewrite it from last year, having the healthiest starting quarterback in the NFL who leads the league in passing, to then go, no, they should have been prepared.
Well, they
like,
should have.
That to me is like.
This isn't me playing the result. I've been pretty adamant about this for a couple of years now with Tua. I'm telling you, I think it's unfair to look at one season over his five when the previous four take out the concussions. He missed games with broken ribs because he took a normal hit, which Jesse Davis let somebody come through and they knocked him out. He missed games because of dislocated fingers. He missed games at Alabama because of his
hip. Games.
I realize that, but to ignore the fact that over three seasons, he had injuries that kept him out of games. Then he had concussion twice, one on national TV, and then one again where he fell after the concussion. To then say, after 4 years of that sample size, well, he had one good year, and not to look at the previous track record and say, well, he had one good year, but he also had this. We should be prepared, to me, is a shortcoming on the Dolphins front office. It is. I realize
what
you're
saying. When you say we should be prepared, what are you saying, though?
Which is what Bees is saying now, but I believed it 2 years ago.
So you think they should have taken a quarterback in the first or second round last season?
I'm not saying in the first.
After the season Tua had last season.
I'm not saying in the first or second round, but in Mike McDaniel's first year, he's coming in to fix Tua Tagovailoa. I don't think it would have been a bad move to take a flyer on a guy. Last draft, I don't think it would have been a bad move to take a flyer on a guy.
But when you say a flyer, where do you mean? Seventh round? They did. Skylar Thompson.
Second, third round? I think you have to legitimately consider that. Take a flyer on a quarterback who's not a first-round pick.
Well, but taking a second or third rounder is not taking a flyer. So if you're saying taking a flyer, you're talking fifth, sixth, seventh round. If you're saying you need to find a quarterback of the future, you're talking first, second, third round.
I disagree. I don't think that means the quarterback of the future. I think you're bringing in somebody.
Oh, you can't take a flyer in the second round? These guys are too valuable. You need to shore up positions. Taking a quarterback in the second round is not taking a flyer. That is preparing for your next quarterback.
Or it's preparing for disaster, which now you're faced with.
But anybody who loses their starting quarterback is faced with disaster.
You could have created a better environment in your quarterback room and had somebody prepared who's not a seventh-round pick. Somebody who is going to go into Seattle and you feel confident can at least win you one
or
two games.
Man, you changed your tone on Skylar Thompson, though. You thought that he was all that and more after watching him in the preseason. So why do you get the luxury of saying, hey, Skyler's this dude. They found someone in the seventh round. Why do you get the luxury of saying that for two seasons and then before he started a game this season coming in relief in Tua, you get to say they made a mistake not getting someone other than Skyler?
It's not the luxury. It's the reality that the Dolphins went all in on this season and now it's up to Skylar Thompson to pull you out and at least give you a chance to stay afloat this season.
But you're saying so then a second-round draft pick would have been the answer.
It would be this. So just to answer this question, so to both of y'all's points, Tua was taken in the first round in 2021. It was Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Javon Holland. Liam Eichenberg was taken as the second pick in the second round the Dolphins had. Who would know that you should have taken a quarterback after drafting Tua a year before? No. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at it, Solana, and I'm looking at both sides. 2022, third round was Channing Tindall, mm-hmm. who hadn't touched the damn field, and I was a fan of him because we have the same name. How would the Dolphins know with – it was Brian Flores there, and Tua was getting in and out of the lineup. He wasn't hurt by then. Why should we have taken a quarterback in 2022 when we took quarterback at number five in 2020? Eric Ezukama in the fourth. Skylar Thompson was taken that same year in the seventh. 2023, Cam Smith in the second. Devon Achan. I'm glad we didn't take a quarterback in the third that year. Elijah Huntings in them. So, like, as I look at it, Solana, I'm on both of these sides because, yes, find a contingency plan, but we would have lost a lot of talent if we took a quarterback thinking Tua was going to get hurt more in any of these past drafts. And then last year, Chop Robinson, Patrick Paul supposed to solidify him. Jalen Wright, we're all excited about. Muhammad Kamara was in the fifth round. Malik Washington, sixth. Like, now we're getting back into Skylar Thompson territory.
It's Skylar Thompson. You've already got that guy.
It's fun. I would have loved to have a non-Skylar Thompson right now, but we have to see what he's going to do and see if this whole argument means anything.
I'm not telling you the Dolphins would be in a better spot had they drafted a quarterback. I don't know that for sure. I don't know who would have been there, but what I do know is that Tua Tagovailoa through his first 3 years did not prove to you that he was an elite quarterback. He didn't. And the Dolphins didn't exactly go out of their way to find somebody to at least shore up the competition.
Backups, Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jacoby Brissett, Skylar Thompson. They found backup quarterbacks. I think it's lunacy to go, they weren't prepared for this. They should have a quarterback that's just as good as any other starting quarterback in the NFL as their backup. Because now they, like, that's crazy. We got to take a break because the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. There's a lot going on. It's interesting. I know everyone is going to be with Solana because it's easy to say it. Like,
easy to say.
But I don't know how you prepare for it. Like, Skylar Thompson is what Solana is suggesting they should have done.
I want to be on Solana's side till I started doing this research, and now I'm leaning more towards your way because it's not that easy to say, go get a great backup in the draft.
First of all, you don't do it. No one does that.
But now you miss out on Patrick Paul, who's supposed to be the starting left tackle for 10 years.
But those are project guys. Those are project
guys.
How
can you speak on Patrick Paul right now?
That's my point. Look at all the guys that they drafted.
But they got him to shore up the spot that you said they needed help in shoring up, that they needed to pay attention to the O-line.
Hawk. They should have been doing that 3 years ago. They should have been.
It hasn't worked.
With
but
Liam Eichenberg, he just is not as good as they thought he would be.
You're making it sound like
Eichenberg
they just,
was at Notre Dame or something.
They're picking the draft and they go pass. Like they've been doing everything you're saying. It just hasn't worked.
Right. That's my point. They haven't built the right team around this quarterback.
Okay, that's fine. That's a different argument
it's
than
not,
what you're
though.
Saying.
And that's what I've been saying.
And that's a Chris Greer problem.
Yes.
And that's why I brought up
specifically David Hyde. They needed a better option at quarterback to back up. And it's like, but then you're saying the better option would have been to take a flyer on someone, which is what they did with Skylar Thompson. And he knows the system. He's been there 3 seasons.
Right. And I'm with you, by the way. Like, I think it's fair to give him his shot. I think it is fair. And you're right.
You loved him. You wanted him to start over Tua.
I have been the leader of the Skylar Thompson Brigade. I cannot
it's
lie.
Crazy how you've changed. We got to take a break. 5 o'clock Funky crazy. Buddha happy hour is coming up. We're going to give away the Motley Crue tickets in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Don't go anywhere.
If you're ready to drive over Solana in a brand new Chevy, you...
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Vix Vaparu.
Hawk and Crowder.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple.
For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Perfect spot to watch football. Skyler and the guys on Sunday. That's the breaking news that we are following. Tua goes on IR. Robbie Chosen, by the way, has been released off the Dolphins practice squad. So he did not show you enough as balls were bouncing off his head last Thursday night. He did not show you enough to remain on the practice.
Leave my friend alone. That's my friend.
They have chosen to place Robbie on waivers.
I'm not getting involved in this. Leave my Solana, leave my friend alone. Don't play the twos.
I'll be here all 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha happy hour.
Leave my friend alone.
Tip your waitress. Let's get headlines here so you can get caught up if you're just getting in your car. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, so here's what you guys need to know. We are doomed.
I'm the only jackass that has Seahawks minus 5.5. The line didn't even move. It's still 4.5.
I'm kidding. Kidding. Don't text me. I'm just joking, man. Just joking. So, yeah, Robbie Chosen cut. And, bro, what the hell were Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill doing on the sideline with Eric Dubose and Robbie Chosen on the field?
Grant Dubose. You don't even have his name right. Speaking of Eric, though, where's Eric Azukama? Why can't that guy be on the field?
Yeah.
Jonnu Smith better tighten up. He's my friend.
Who, Jonnu or Robbie Chosen?
Both of them.
Well, how about you become friendlier with some of the better receivers? We going to dinner with tomorrow, Isaiah Ford?
Devontae Parker live in South Florida. I need something.
Jarvis Landry.
All right. So that's the Dolphins news. Tua to the IR. It means he's going to miss at least 4 games. So at Seattle, obviously, Sunday. Tennessee next Monday night at New England, October 6th. You get a bye week. And then Sunday, October 20th at Indianapolis, he will be eligible to return week 8 when the Dolphins host Arizona 1 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium.
I can't wait till Skylar Thompson balls out and Solana claims that he recognized his talent 3 seasons ago in the preseason.
Please save this audio. What? Let me write this date down.
The problem is I've now hitched my wagon to Bryce Young, which is just – it's a really weird situation I'm caught in here where I'm out on Tua.
You're criticizing Chris Greer. In the meantime, you've identified Bryce Young as the best talent in the quarterback ranks in the NFL.
Yeah. Hate Skyler, loves Bryce Young. September 17th.
I don't hate Skylar, man. I hope he balls. I really do. I hope Skylar Thompson proves that Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer, they made the right decision by keeping him around and naming him the backup. I really do.
It's so easy. Like someone tweets at us, Solana, bro, you are so right. Crowder and Hockman are missing the point I think you're making. The front office is terrified of competition when it comes to the QB1 position, and it's put the franchise in the situation that it's in now. That's not true. Like Tua was competing with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like Tua's been competing. If you want to go draft another quarterback in the first round, you're a clown. Like if you like you're a clown. That happens once in a blue moon, and it's when your quarterback is terrible. Remember, Arizona Cardinals drafted Josh Rosen, and then I think they took Kyler Murray the next season. Because Josh Rosen was terrible. Another Dolphins quarterback, by the way. But, like, you can't draft Tua with the number 5 pick and then start going, what he needs is competition. What? What? What?
I'm trying to get here.
It's not that simple, though. It's really not, because through 3 years... Through 3 years, Hawk, you cannot say...
He led the league in passing!
But what did it lead you to?
So, stats don't matter. Only wins? Then Tim Tebow should still be an NFL quarterback.
Stop it! Results don't matter?
If it's only wins that matters, then Tim Tebow is a Pro Bowler.
I'm not telling you it's only wins that matter, but we're going to sit here and say results don't matter? His best season.
You don't think Tua had a good season last season?
I do. I think Tua had a very good season last year, but you were still 1-6 against playoff teams. Like
after last season, you wanted to draft a quarterback in the first round?
I'm not telling you to draft a quarterback in the first round, but I don't think it would have hurt to go and do your due diligence on somebody you could have brought in that would have given Tua and Skylar and Mike White more competition. In the quarterback room, I don't think that would have been a bad idea.
Ooh. Let me just – I just – because 2022 is when they took Channing Tindall in the third round, right? So you see 2022 and say, hey, we need some players behind Tua.
Yeah, our franchise guy would have been right there. Mm-hmm.
Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, and Bailey Zappe. If any of those four names were not Skylar Thompson, would you feel better about this situation?
Malik Willis the other day came in
liar.
For Jordan Love.
You're a liar.
I'm going to smack
you. You are a liar.
You can't ask me a question and then not let me answer. But you're right. I am lying. I would not feel better about Malik Willis.
It's just anything else in the headlines. No, but
all that crap
he's so right.
Stuff.
Crowder's so right on this stuff. Like it's so the whole notion of like because by the way, the moment you put Skylar Thompson on the practice squad, he was going to be claimed by someone. So, so then you're not doing what you prescribe. And listen, I'm defending Chris Greer here. I don't know the guy, but I'm telling you, like the notion that they weren't prepared for this eventuality. They made a choice. Their choice was Tua's the long-term guy. It's why they gave him that contract. They waited till after last season to do so. Now, was the choice wrong? Many people will say so. That's fine. I give anyone that kind of leeway to say the choice was wrong. They shouldn't have given Tua a big contract. They should have started to move on from him. If you want that to be your opinion, that's fine. I'll give you that. But you can't say that Tua is the guy, but you needed to start. Like, you had to make a decision. Either you give Tua the extension after the season that he had last season, or you start preparing to move on from him. They made a choice. By making that choice, it takes the other stuff off the table because they made their choice already. Now, was the choice wrong? A lot of people, based on him going on IR right now, are going to say, yes, the choice was wrong. That's fine. You can have that opinion. I don't begrudge anybody that opinion. I still like Tua. I still like Tua, and I think he's going to be a good long-term quarterback in the league. Are there a lot of concerns? Yes. Could he possibly even decide to retire? Yeah, absolutely. But I would have made the decision that the Dolphins made.
But you're saying he's going to be a good long-term quarterback based on what, one season?
Yeah, like, but based on what I've seen him do in the NFL.
Yeah, I just can't buy. I'm sorry, I just can't buy into it.
And that's
I really can't.
Yeah. I give anyone that leeway.
But I won't be a total hypocrite, Crowder. I won't be a total hypocrite and say I wanted them to move on from Tua because truthfully, I didn't. Like, I didn't see an alternative. I'm not going to sit here and say after 2022, I wanted them to cut bait from Tua and go draft somebody else with the first round pick. Truthfully, I didn't. Like, I wanted to give Tua at least his fair chance. But now we're sitting here in this situation again in a season where before the season started, what were all three of us saying? One playoff win is not enough. And if getting into the playoffs right now seems like a long shot at this very moment. All right, your weather. The Marlins do play tonight, and lucky for you, it's a dome. It's closed. It has a roof because it's pouring in Miami right now. They get the Dodgers tonight, so you can go watch Shohei Ohtani. Inter-Miami is at Atlanta United tomorrow night. That game, you can listen to it right here on 560 WQAM. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultations 24-7. Like I just told you, it's pouring. That is your weather.
By the way, I've been told via direct message from our friend W2 Roy's wife, Nikki. W2 Roy celebrating a birthday today.
W2, my man.
Was also sent home early from work yesterday. Things are going south. She says he's going to be looking for something new soon. And then he just DM'd me. Manager's messing with me. No good. Job no good.
Roy, my man. Man, don't take that, Roy. You the dude, man. You make
job's
that
no good.
Job, you make job, that. Roy, no good. You make that company run. That company doesn't run without you.
Happy birthday, W2 Roy. Let me give away the Motley Crue tickets before we move on here. Motley Crue coming to Hard Rock Live a week from Thursday. That's September 26th. We've got a pair of tickets every day this week. What number does Skylar Thompson wear?
17?
No, that's Waddle. 20.
That's Tannehill.
19.
Caller 19 gets the Motley Crue tickets. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 19 gets the Motley Crue tickets. We'll have another pair tomorrow if you don't win them now. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Butt punt!
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We had lunch at Funky Buddha last week in Oakland Park. I don't know why Solana and Jimmy didn't join us, but me and Crowder, Josh Appel, Ronde Gadsden, Ryan and KC from Funky Buddha, in the time of our lives. Why weren't you guys there?
You didn't invite us.
Ah. Well, if it's any consolation, I forgot to invite Tree as well. And I should have invited Tree because it was kind of a Twin Peaks reunion. Yeah. And it was Appel who brought it up when we were there, and I felt terrible.
Wow. Without Tree, there is no Twin Peaks.
I know. Anyway, you're looking for a nice place to hang out tonight. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Looking for a place to watch football Thursday night, college football Saturday, pro football Sunday. Funky Buddha, Oakland Park. Crowder was doing the show today from where? He had to bolt to go do a interview for the Pivot. I don't even know where he was. I know he was at a Bonvoy.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was a Bonvoy. I think we're being generous there. I don't know. We didn't ask him where he was today.
We never asked him. I don't know. We went head first into the show, and then what time did the Tua news break? About 4 o'clock?
Like right at 4, yeah.
So Tua goes on IR. David Furones in the Sun Sentinel, he tweets out, smart move by the Dolphins with uncertainty over how long it may take him to clear concussion protocol. Just take a step back and let Tua recover. And I'm down with that, by the way, because let's say he's still in concussion protocol. Maybe he clears it Friday, but maybe he doesn't clear it till Monday or the following Wednesday. Then what happens is people are opining on, well, look, it took him a week and a half to clear concussion protocol. Like, people start to create their own narrative for what they want for Tua. So they take that off the table. The Dolphins take it off the table. They put him on IR and they go, look, you've got 4 weeks, more than 4 weeks, to figure everything out. Talk with neurologists, team doctors, your family, maybe players who've gone through head injuries before. And now you've got plenty of time. There's no pressure because there's no chance you can come back for the next four games. Take plenty of time and figure out what your next move is. Someone tweets at me, though. We had this conversation about Tua. Hawk, LOL, five seasons that'll end in mediocrity, and Hawk still says he's going to figure it out next year. I'm not saying Tua's going to figure it out next year. I believe he's figured it out. That's why I wanted him to get the extension. I'm not telling you I think Tua will put it together next year. He put it together last year. I understand it didn't culminate in a playoff win. I saw enough to say that's the guy I want as my quarterback for the future. If you didn't, that's fine. That's your opinion. I don't begrudge anyone that opinion. It's like I say, if you think Chris Greer mangled it because they gave someone who was unworthy of a long-term contract a long-term contract, that's fine. That's your prerogative. I like what I've seen from Tua since they drafted him. I'm happy he's the Dolphins quarterback. I want to see them have more success. I'm bummed that he has another head injury, but I've never wavered like, oh, let me see another season. Last season ended, I said, give that dude an extension. I stand by that. You all can do whatever you want. Now, if you argued that from last season and the season before, again, I don't begrudge you. That's your opinion. I've been steadfast. I like Tua. I don't think he should have been yanked back and forth during the Ryan Fitzpatrick era. And I don't think there was any question in my mind that he should have gotten an extension. They would have given it to him before last season. I'd have been okay with it. I love Tua as the quarterback. I'm bummed for him. I'm sad for him. But, you know, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. I mean, what are you doing here?
I also, as much as I'm the heel on Tua on the show, I'm not interested in now coming at Hawk and saying, you see, you were wrong. The GM of the Dolphins felt the same way Hawk did. The owner of the Dolphins felt the same way you did, Hawk. Most people felt the way you did. And now it is easy to be on my side today. Like, oh, look, you see, but the reality is you're right. Like, there were no other options. I mean, we can go back. Lamar Jackson, you could have traded for him a couple years ago. But, like, they're past all that. Tua was the starting quarterback. And Chris Greer thought, just as well as you did after watching him last year, that was their franchise quarterback. You didn't pay him. The team did.
So, again, like, yeah, I get it. It's so easy to play the result. And, again, if you thought, hey, I don't care what the stats were. I don't care how he looked in some games. And, again, when you point at me and go, hey, he looked good in some games but not others, I mean, you're all doing the same thing. You're picking the some games that apply to your argument and ignoring other games. I'm just telling you, I'm a Tua fan. I like Tua. I like what he's done for the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill certainly seems to believe in Tua. Like you say, Chris Greer does. Mike McDaniel does. Mike McDaniel's seen some pretty good offenses before. Mike McDaniel very easily could have told you or Stephen Ross, yeah, I'm not down with that guy. We need to go find a quarterback. And they liked him. So, again, I don't begrudge anybody that doesn't think he's the answer. Like, that's fine. You've got, you know, no playoff wins. I get it. I want a playoff win. I want a healthy quarterback. I want a quarterback who can scramble. Just telling you, I saw that last season. Like, I saw a healthy quarterback last season. I thought, saw a quarterback who could zip the ball where it needed to go. Now, is the lack of playoff wins or the lack of wins in big games solely his fault? That's for you to determine. I don't think so. I think Mike McDaniel gets some of the blame. I think Vic Fangio gets some of the blame. That Tennessee game, you saw it last night. Vic Fangio did the same thing against Tennessee. I understand Tua could have led them, got a couple first downs, and you don't have that situation. But also, how about Vic Fangio? How about you don't give up 14 points in 3 minutes with a damn good defense?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can make it contextually either way you want it. I'm just telling you, I never changed. I never wavered on Tua. I'm not waiting another season. I've believed in the guy for a long time. Am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. We'll find out. But take your victory lap if you want, texters or tweeters, because he's on IR. Like, go ahead, take your victory lap. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
But you got Skylar Thompson. Listen, NFL teams go through this all the time. The starting quarterback goes down, and then you see what you've got. You see if the backup quarterback is worthy of the job. You see if the coach is able to call plays that are appropriate for the new lineup. And you see what you've got. But the notion that, oh, every other team goes into a season with the perfect plan if their quarterback goes down, it's ridiculous. And if you think, hey, Lamar Jackson went down, and they had Tyler Huntley, and they did okay. They still went to the playoffs that year, right?
Yeah, they did.
Well, guess what? You've got Tyler Huntley now. So if you're so concerned that they weren't prepared, they've got the guy who backed up Lamar Jackson when he went down. So, you know, could they go 0-4 over the next four games? Sure. Could they go 4-0? No.
I mean, you want real controversy? Watch Skylar Thompson go on a 4-0 run here. If you want a real controversy in Miami.
I mean, that would show me something about Mike McDaniel.
It would.
It would show me something about Anthony Weaver. It would show me something about the offense, the defense, like everyone involved. And it would show me something about Skylar. Yeah. Listen, the truth about Skylar Thompson, they've had myriad opportunities to move on from him. They could have placed him on the practice squad any time in the last couple of seasons. He would have been snapped up. They have kept him around for a reason. They chose him over Mike White. Mike White's shown you success as a starting quarterback in the NFL, fill-in. They kept Skylar. He's been around the team for a long time. Now you'll see if their confidence in him was worthy of it or not. Your first look will be Sunday. I didn't like what I saw from him Thursday night. I'll be honest with you. But I didn't like what I saw from McDaniel on Thursday night.
From anybody.
I don't like what I saw from anybody on Thursday night.
From anybody, man. I also don't think it's fair to look at what Skylar looked like in that game against Buffalo. Nothing went right for your team, and then you're put in a desperate situation. You're down 30 points. Hey, go save the game. I mean, it's not possible. And to your point, I mean, they handcuffed the dude. They didn't let him do anything. Nothing. Yeah, you're right, man. This is the guy they chose. I just hope it works out for them.
Time and time again.
Yeah. I just don't know what the Dolphins do next, though, Hawk. I mean, you mentioned the Adam Beasley article where he says, now it's time, right? Now it's time to go draft a quarterback. And that's fine. I mean, they can do that. But where do you go from here? Can you trust a quarterback who you don't know if he's going to miss four games every season? Can you trust, like, Can you build around that? I mean, you just paid him, so I guess you have to, right?
I mean, Green Bay's kind of in the situation with Jordan Love. Again, he's not on IR, but they're not exactly the same team without their starting quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
And if he misses an extended period of time, then they're in a situation. Because, listen, if you think Malik Willis is as good as Jordan Love, then you think Malik Willis is as good as Tua or around. Like, I don't.
Right, but I don't look at the situation as the same. Like, the Packers this year, if they missed the playoffs because Jordan Love missed games and he was injured, nobody is despairing, in my opinion. They got to the playoffs last year. They overachieved last year. They're on track for competing the next 3, 4, 5 seasons with
Dolphins
a guy.
Dolphins got to the playoffs last year.
Dolphins are supposed to this year go win a Super Bowl.
I know, with their lineup, though. Yeah. With the lineup that we were promised. I mean, I asked Clay Ferreiro yesterday and Will Mansu yesterday, like, is there a structural problem with the Dolphins? That, to me, is a bigger question, because it's not just Tua. It's Odell, Teron Armstead.
Yeah, but that goes Jaylen back to Chris Greer, doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Which should be the focus of the conversation, to me, the whole time.
Probably.
It should be Chris Greer. I mean, he's hit on some draft picks. He hasn't. He got Tyreek Hill here. I mean, it's not like it's all been bad. It's silly to me to look at it and say he's the worst GM in the NFL. Like, it's silly to me to have that approach. But
I think they've put together a pretty damn good roster.
Yeah.
Now, can the roster stay healthy is a different question.
At a certain point, I mean, just look at body of work. I tweeted it out after Buffalo. At a certain point, body of work, the dude started a rebuild in 2019, tanking. He's had two head coaches since then. He's had a plethora of coordinators, offensive and defensive coordinators. And his handpicked quarterback and head coach have produced zero playoff wins. And in 5 seasons now, you're looking, again, we don't know what's going to happen, but you're looking at a scenario where you've committed all this money and you have zero wins, meaningful wins to show for it. That is a bad situation to be in.
You really wanted Tom Brady, and it was going to get done.
Yeah.
If Brian Flores didn't get in the way.
Thanks, Flo.
And the Dolphins would have won a Super Bowl. Not even joking. Hurricane Hotline is coming up after us with Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. We'll have more Motley Crue tickets to give away tomorrow. Shohei Ohtani in town if you're headed out to the Marlins game tonight. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
They're not like us. 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 They're not like us.
You need to need. You need,
that's
need.
All, folks.
You need to need. You need. Need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care. Brush your hair.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.